Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Kathy. I'm glad you called. No, I'll have to have a rain check, Angel. I'm leaving tonight for Italy. Yeah, I just heard when it comes to murder, there's no place like Rome.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the running waters.
If you ever wondered why Rome wasn't built in a day, maybe I can explain. They didn't use American labor. Now take a craftsman like Steve Waters. Mr. Waters is the rugged-looking citizen sauntering down the eighth-floor corridor of the Hotel Nationale. He just arrived in Rome an hour ago without baggage and without friends, and already he's got a gun and a girl. Now, that's what I call a fast worker.
Yes?
You Marie Antonescu?
That is right.
Well, I must say, this is a pleasure. I'm Steve Waters.
I beg your pardon.
You never heard of me?
No.
Well, that's funny. I'm an old friend of your family. Matter of fact, I just saw your father yesterday.
You saw my father.
Yeah, and he sends his love.
Oh, but that is impossible. My father is in Bucharest. I do not understand. Romania is behind the Iron Curtain.
Yeah, yet apparently I can get in or out anytime I want. I guess I must be a magician, huh?
You are a Comintern agent.
Well, that's a possibility.
What have you done to my father?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. He looks real fine. You'd think prison agreed with
him. He is in prison.
Oh, didn't you know? I'm sorry. But you don't have to worry. He won't be there long, either way. Cigarette?
No.
You sure?
I want nothing from you.
Not even your father's life?
What do you want, Mr. Waters?
All right, I'll make it short and sweet. Now, you're kind of friendly with a boy named Kirby Patterson.
How did you learn that?
Well, I probably know more about Kirby than you do. For instance, did you know he's with American Intelligence?
No.
Yeah, he's a spy, just like I am, only he's working the other side of the street. And his current assignment is to meet a man in Rome named Mike Waring, only he's not going to make it.
He isn't?
No, you're going to see to that.
Get out.
Okay. Anything you want me to tell your father?
Wait.
Ma?
What is it you wish?
When do you expect to see Kirby again?
Tonight at 7.
Uh-huh. Well, now, suppose the two of you have a drink up here before you go out. Only, when you pour Kirby's, add the contents of this bottle.
You expect me to poison him?
Oh, now, let's not jump to conclusions. Now, this won't kill him. It'll only put him out long enough for me to keep his appointment.
You
with
mean
Mike Waring.
You are going to pretend to be Kirby?
Uh-huh.
I will not do it.
Look, Marie, let's not argue. We both know you will. Just take care of that bottle.
Where are you going?
Isn't this your bedroom?
Oh, you cannot sleep in there.
Oh, I don't intend to. Now, you see, I figure you and Kirby need a chaperone, what with this drinking and such. So, I'll just keep an eye open to see that you don't get into trouble.
Marie, I don't like the way you look. You sure you feel all right?
I feel fine, Kirby. What makes you say such a thing?
Well, your hands are like ice. I'm going to get your coat. Where is it, in the bedroom?
Don't go in there.
What's the matter?
I hate to be treated like an infant, that's all. Someone would think I was helpless.
Yes, but you've got a chill.
I tell you I'm all right. I just need a drink.
All right. Where do you keep the...
Never mind. I'll fix it myself.
You're not going to let me do anything tonight.
What will you have?
Scotch on the rocks.
Kirby, you know I love you.
Well, I certainly hope you do.
I would die if anything happened to you.
Now, what brought that on?
I just hope you understand. Sometimes we cannot help ourselves.
Okay, Marie, let's have it. What are you trying to tell me?
Nothing, darling. Here's your drink.
Thanks.
Well, salute.
Salute. Hey. Where'd you get this stuff?
Is something wrong?
It's got a peculiar taste.
Oh, it's your imagination.
How do you know? You haven't even tasted yours.
Oh, no, it is fine.
I still say it's got an off taste. Here, you try mine.
Oh, you're trying to be ridiculous. They were both poured from the same bottle.
What are you getting so steamed up about? All I said was... Marie.
What is it?
I don't know. I can't catch my breath.
Maybe if you sit down.
Get me some water.
Yes, darling.
Hurry, honey. I feel like I'm gonna...
Daddy! Daddy!
You'll wake the baby.
What have you done to him, Walter?
What did I do? I'm just an innocent bystander.
He's dead.
No. He's gonna be fine. Now, why don't you just sit down and relax till Mike Waring's train pulls into Rome, huh? Oh, I sure hope it's on time. We'll have to give Kirby another treatment if it's late.
All right, pal, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, scusa, signora. I look for my friend. They tell me he's in this compartment.
Well, did you think he was hiding in my luggage?
No capisco.
In case you hadn't noticed, that's my bag you're handling.
Oh, I want to see if this is his suitcase.
What does that tag say?
Michael Waring.
Well, now that we've got me identified, who are you?
Roberto Stefani.
Roberto Stefani?
Si.
What were you doing with my grip?
Oh, you make a mistake.
No, you did. You should have closed the straps.
All right. I tell you the truth. I have to make sure you really are Michael Waring.
Why?
You work for American intelligence, no?
How did you find that out?
Did they not tell you in London a man would meet you on the Rome Express to give you your next assignment?
No.
Maybe they, how you say, double check. You are to go to the Hotel Nacional and meet the Kirby Patterson there. Am I right?
Keep talking.
You are supposed to deliver some information to him which can be used by our friends in Romania.
How come you know so much?
I work for American intelligence, too.
That's pretty good.
You do not to believe me?
Oh, what a question.
Senor Waring, please.
Stand still. Oh, so you pack a gun, huh?
Naturally. In our work...
Yeah, tell me more about your work, Roberto. I see your dues are paid up through August.
Huh?
Well, isn't this a membership card in the Italian Communist Party?
Oh. Well, I can explain this, senor.
Yes, I'll bet you
can.
Tell the comrades I enjoyed my entrance to Rome, only next time let me choose my own welcoming committee.
Let me get this straight, Waring. You mean this Roberto Stefani actually had the nerve to pose as one of our boys?
Yeah, he even knew I was supposed to meet a Kirby Patterson in Rome.
Sure got to hand it to the bums. They don't miss a trick.
No. Lucky I'm suspicious by nature. I used to say I wouldn't trust my own mother, so naturally...
You want to see my credentials.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering when you'd get around to that. Come here.
Kirby Patterson, 5'9", 172 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes, birthmark on left temple. Well, you certainly fit the description.
Well, I ought to. I wrote it myself. When are you leaving for the States?
Just as soon as I finish this assignment.
Well, there's no time like the present. Where's the dope?
Right here in this notebook.
Well, it's in code. Well,
what did you expect? How soon do you think you can get it to your contact in Romania?
Well, we'll have it by Thursday, maybe Wednesday. Expecting someone.
No, put the notebook away.
Right.
All right, come in.
Signor Waring.
That's right.
My card.
Giulio Farinacci, Hotel Nacional.
I'm going to run along, Mike.
Yeah, okay, Kirby. Lots of luck.
Yeah, same to you. Oh, lift one for me when you get back to Times Square.
Huh? I'll do that. Oh, what can I do for you, Giulio?
I am what you call the house detective here.
Oh, well, I'm glad to meet you.
The honor is all mine, signor. It is a great pleasure to greet my opposite number from the great democracy across the Atlantic.
How's that again?
Well, are you not the private detective they call the Falcon?
Oh, only when they can't think of anything worse.
You are here on business?
No, I've retired, Julio.
Oh, what a pity. I had hoped to be allowed to cooperate. No one knows the criminal mind like Giulio Farinacci. Hmm. I trust you will forgive me for mentioning it, but as one in the profession, you will understand.
What?
The senor who was just here. You call him Kirby.
What about it?
It is an unusual American name.
No, not too. Why?
In the lobby yesterday, I heard a foreign lady call a gentleman Kirby. He did not look like your friend.
You sure?
Yes. He was a tall, blonde man.
Well, was Kirby his first or last name?
I would have no way of knowing.
Look, Julio, this is very important. Now, if you run across this other Kirby again, let me know. I'd certainly like to meet him.
Senor Waters.
Well, what's the matter with you, Roberto? Can't you see I'm busy?
But the Senor Patterson here, he is opening his eyes.
Oh, it's about time, too. Give him some water.
Here, Senor.
Huh?
Drink.
Hiya, Kirby.
Who are you?
Well, generally, I go under the name of Steve Waters.
Steve Waters?
Yeah, though lately I've been using yours.
I don't understand.
Oh. Oh, your headache?
Yeah. Where's Marie?
Marie?
Marie Antonescu. Isn't this her room?
Yeah, now that you mention it, I believe it is.
Where is she?
Well, one of my associates took her for a ride. I didn't think this was any place for a woman, especially if we wanted to have a little man talk. You recognize this?
No.
It's a notebook I got from Mike Waring.
Mike Waring?
Yeah, only it's in code. Would you happen to have the key?
Let's see that.
Uh-uh. Mustn't touch.
I got a Mickey.
Hey, did you hear that, Roberto? He thinks he was drugged.
But who would do such a thing?
Well, I wonder.
Well, if I'm not the world's prize chump. Senor Waters.
All right, put down that phone, Kirby.
Operator.
Look, boy, don't make me do something you'll be sorry for.
Operator.
Senor Waters.
Hang up the phone.
But he is dead.
Well, and he certainly won't want to use it. Hang up, Roberto. We got work to do.
You and your children can expect to live long thanks largely to better medicine and surgery. But you could expect to live even longer were it not for the danger of automobile accidents. If driver education could be taught in all of our high schools instead of only a third of them, it might someday help to save the life of your own son or daughter. If your schools don't have these courses, demand driver education for your children. And if your own automobile is not in the good repair it should be sure to have it fixed. Remember to drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, that's life for you. One minute you got it, and the next you haven't. Miss Kirby Patterson learned the hard way. But I had no idea what was going on. The first I knew of it was some 8 hours later. I just finished tangling with a mess of Bragioli at Angelo's on the Via Cavour when I looked up and saw a gentleman dressed in blue standing over me. If his uniform wasn't a giveaway, his feet were. They were flat. He was a cop, all right. His name was Emilio Balbo, and he was a captain in the Carabinieri. It seemed the Capitano had heard of me and wanted to show me the local sights. It was a deluxe 50-cent tour. He started with the morgue, and that was my finish.
You will be good enough to observe, Senor Waring.
I'm observing.
I would be most interested in your deductions.
Well, offhand, I'd say he was either English or American.
Uh-huh.
Probably American, judging by his clothes.
Si, si.
And he must have been pretty handy with his fists.
And what do you base this?
The broken knuckles on the right hand.
Ah, capisco.
How come his clothes are so wet?
Perhaps you can guess.
You fished him out of the tide?
Exactly.
Well, he wasn't in there long. Maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Formidabile. Would you care to venture a guess as to his identity?
No, I'm afraid not.
The desk clerk at the Hotel Nazionale said he visited you this afternoon.
He's out of his mind.
Perhaps I can refresh your recollection. His name is Kirby Patterson.
What? That's impossible. Or is it? If he's Kirby Patterson, who's the other one?
What other one?
The boy who called on me yesterday, and I gave him the... Listen, Capitano, you're positive this is the right Kirby Patterson?
Absolutely. He was identified by a member of the American Embassy.
Poor devil.
You have no idea who killed him?
Yes, I've got a big idea.
Who?
The fellow who called himself Kirby Patterson.
What?
Yeah, if you're confused, think of me. But maybe I know the man who can clear up this mess.
Who?
The house dick at the Hotel National. I'll let you know how I make out.
Some more Chianti, Signor Waring?
No, thanks, Giulio. Right now I have more pressing problems.
My ears are at your command.
Well, you told me you saw a woman with a man named Kirby in the lobby of the National.
Si, I did.
Are you sure about that?
The memory of Giulio Farinacci is not to be doubted, Signor. It has been said.
Yeah, okay, okay. Who was the gal?
Let me think.
She might have been a guest of the hotel.
How do you arrive at that conclusion?
Well, you said she wasn't Italian. So it's a good bet if she met Kirby at the National, she must have been living there, because he wasn't.
Beautifully reasoned.
Well, you know who she is?
It escapes me at the moment.
Okay, we'll start with the hotel register. That ought to give us a lead.
Wait. Wait. I believe I know the very woman. Yes. Suite 813, Marie Antonescu.
Marie Antonescu?
She's from Romania, I believe.
Thanks a lot, Giulio.
Perhaps I can assist.
No, no, you've done your share. From here on, it's up to me. Let's hope I do as well. Hello, Marie.
I beg your pardon.
Well, aren't you Marie Antonescu?
Yes.
Kirby Patterson sent me around.
Kirby sent you here.
In a manner of speaking.
Oh, please come in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thanks.
I imagine Kirby's feeling very angry with me.
No, as a matter of fact, he isn't feeling a thing.
Oh, I am surprised.
And he's dead.
No.
Yes.
I do not believe you. You are lying.
Where's my percentage?
But they promised me that...
Now we're getting to it. What did they promise you?
Nothing.
Look, Angel, you're in a jam. Start talking.
I know nothing, Mr. Waring.
You know my name is Waring.
You said so?
No, I didn't. Kirby must have told you about his appointment with me. Well, the Kirby Patterson showed, all right, but he wasn't the right boy.
How do you know?
Because I saw the genuine article down at the morgue. They just dragged him out of the Tiber. He wasn't pretty, Marie, the fish.
Stop it, stop it!
What's the matter, getting sensitive all of a sudden? What did you do, take a walk while they killed him?
He wasn't killed here.
No? What's that rust-colored spot on the rug near the phone?
Blood.
It ain't borscht.
But he told me it would only put him to sleep.
Who told you?
That's Steve Waters.
Stocky lad? Brown hair, a little birthmark over his left temple?
Yes.
How much did he pay you?
Oh, you do not understand. This Mr. Waters came here yesterday. He told me they had arrested my father in Bucharest, and if
you didn't cooperate, you'd never see him again.
Yes.
Oh, come on, Angel. You can dream up a better story than that.
I swear it is the truth. You must believe me.
That was the first time you saw this Steve Waters?
Yes. He had just flown in from Romania.
Then he might be out of Italy, but... No, no, he wouldn't. That material is worthless unless it's decoded.
What?
Nothing, I was just talking out loud. He's got to stay in Rome till he solves it. We're all behind the eight ball if Mr. Waters is gone.
Two equals A. 17 is I, and 23 would have to be O. No, that doesn't work. It ought to be so.
That you, Roberto?
Si, Signor Waters.
Wait a second.
I bring you something to eat.
Well, put it down on the table. What do you got there?
Pasta, lasagna, vino.
Ah, looks good.
My wife make.
Well, my compliments to the little woman.
Signor Steve.
No.
You know they are looking for you.
Do tell.
They ask questions everywhere. My wife, she's very nervous. We have a little one on the way.
Well, what's your excuse?
Huh?
You're nervous, too. Yeah, maybe you should be. Because when the chief hears about Mike Waring nabbing you on the Rome Express with a party card in your pocket...
You would not tell him. It would kill me. Senor, I beg of you for the sake of my wife and my children.
Yeah, we've got to consider them.
Yes. Well, my youngest is only 2 years old.
Yeah, and you've got another bambino on the way.
Si, si.
Well, that does raise a problem. All right, got it, Roberto.
Why don't you quit the party?
You think the chief would let me?
Well, of course. What, didn't you know the party's like a social club? You can resign whenever you please. Sure. Yeah, just let me talk to the chief. I can guarantee your troubles are over.
Yeah?
Signor Waring.
That's right.
Giulio Farinacci, at your service.
What did you find out, Giulio?
Your friend, Stephen Waters, came to Rome by way of Berlin.
Berlin?
There is no airplane service direct to Bucharest. He had a return ticket.
What's the next flight out?
Tomorrow morning at 11.
Well, then there's a good chance that Waters might still be in Rome.
Yes, he is. According to my information, he is living with a despicable type named Roberto Stefani.
Roberto Stefani? That's the comrade I ran into on the Rome Express. What's the address?
Corso Vittorio, number 23.
I got it. Thanks a lot, Giulio. You're the greatest house dick this side of 42nd Street. Anytime you want a job at the Waldorf, let me know.
Apparently, there is no one here.
Apparently, Giulio.
Could it be my informant misled me?
Well, let's find out.
Wait. Signor Waring, what do you call that?
Well, in English, they call skeleton keys. Anyone coming up the landing?
I do not like this. It is against the law.
So is murder. You think they take an oath not to use soap and water when they join the Communist Party?
Those things they consider unimportant.
What's behind that curtain?
Oh, that is where they sleep. Signor.
Yeah?
That is Stephen Waters?
That was Stephen Waters.
He's dead.
Yeah, well, I didn't think that extra hole in his head was for ventilation.
We should not be here.
All right, take it easy, Giulio. I want to look around. He had some papers that belonged to me. Help me turn them over.
If the signor will excuse me.
Oh, what do you know? Here's a little item that did the trick.
It is a German Luger.
Yeah, that's what it is. Got a handkerchief?
I do not think the Carabinieri will approve of this.
No, I do not think they will. Ah, Signor Waring, we meet again, eh?
Yeah, I know this sounds antisocial, Capitano, but you're the last man I wanted to see.
My entrance was a trifle premature.
A trifle.
What a pity. I could have timed it to give you an opportunity to wipe your fingerprints off the weapon.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You don't think I'd do that?
Oh, I know appearances can be deceiving. Would you like to convince me here? Oh, wait till we get to my office.
Every day last year on the highways, an average of 103 Americans like yourself or those in your family were killed in automobile accidents. But a lot of highway deaths don't seem to bother us much, unless someone in our own family is killed. You can do your part in helping to fight disaster on the highways by being a safer driver and by working in your community and state for strict law enforcement that means safer traveling for all of us. At all times, you must remember to drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
If you know anything worse than being discovered standing over a cold corpse with a hot gun in your hand, I'd like to hear it. Just drop me a line in care of the Italian police in Rome. They'll know where to reach me. They don't have far to travel.
Let me congratulate you, Signor Waring. You relate a very interesting story.
So help me, it's the truth. Ask Giulio here.
Si, Capitano. I take an oath he does not lie. I was with him every minute of the time, from the moment...
Excuse me, please. Barbo qua. Si. Si. Capisco. Hai fatto benissimo. Sono molto gradito, grazie. Signor Waring, my apologies.
Huh?
You too, Giulio.
I do not understand.
Well, that makes two of us.
You will be pleased to learn we have solved the case.
You have?
You are interested?
Vitally.
Beh, the murder of your colleague, Kirby Patterson, is no mystery. He was killed by the communist agent, Steve Waters. Agreed?
Agreed. But who killed Waters?
You care to venture a guess?
Yeah, Roberto Stefani.
Wrong.
It was his apartment.
But Roberto had no reason. The death of Waters was motivated by revenge.
I don't see it.
You are forgetting the woman in the case, Maria Antonescu.
Maria Antonescu?
She was in love with Kirby.
And you think she killed Steve Waters?
Yes.
Never.
Then how do you account for the fact that the murder gun belongs to her?
What?
And her fingerprints were found on the bed near the body?
Well, there must be some mistake.
I hope not for your sake, senor. If there is, we shall have to return to you. But let us see what the lady has to say for herself.
You are wrong, Capitan. I did not kill Steve Waters. I was in my hotel all evening.
And the gun you say was stolen from your room?
Yes. Ask Giulio. I reported it to him this morning.
She tells the truth, Capitano.
Did her door show signs of forced entry?
No.
Then she was merely preparing an alibi.
No, it is not true.
How do you explain your fingerprints being found near Steve Waters' body?
I cannot.
Maybe I can.
It would be most interesting, Sir Waring.
Well, it's simple. She was there.
No.
Look, Marie, you've got to stop lying. You're panicky and you're not thinking clearly. We can buy that stolen gun routine, but not the fingerprints. You had to be in that room.
I tell you...
Well,
I...
don't bother unless it's the truth. Now, you went to Roberto's flat, didn't you?
Yes. But when I got there, Waters was dead, but I did not kill him, I swear it.
How did you learn where he was?
Through a telephone call.
Whose?
He would not give his
this
name.
This is most amusing.
All right, give her a chance, Capitano.
Surely you don't believe her.
Well, why not? What's so hard to believe about an anonymous phone call? You got one.
Me?
Well, you just didn't blunder into Roberto's place. Someone must have tipped you off.
True.
Well, there you are.
But if she did not kill Waters, who did?
Aren't you forgetting someone?
Roberto Stefani.
Well, he's a possibility, Giulio. Let's see if he meets the acid test. Now, this whole case is tied up with politics. Steve Waters was brought to Rome to do a job. But in accomplishing it, he killed Kirby. That made him a liability to the comrades. They had to get rid of him.
Then the order to liquidate him must have come from a higher functionary here in Rome.
That's right.
But who could his superior be?
Well, that's a good question, Capitano. Just ask yourself, who knew I was looking for Steve Waters? Who was in a position to remove Kirby's body from Marie's room? Who alone had the opportunity to steal her gun?
Obviously, someone employed by the Hotel Nazionale...
Well, obviously.
You are referring to me.
Who else? Yeah, she did a nice piece of work, Giulio. I'm sure the party appreciates your efforts. Maybe when you join Steve Waters, you can start a new communist cell. You'll find a lot of hot prospects down there.
Cancello numero 5. Your attention, please. Flight 91. Rome.
Well, I guess that means me.
Before you go, Signor Waring, on behalf of my colleagues, let me thank you again for your valuable assistance.
Oh, my pleasure, Capitano.
I know it is undiplomatic of me to inquire, but that notebook of yours...
Yeah?
Did you ever find it in Giulio's belongings?
You know I couldn't answer that, but don't bother looking for it.
I understand. But I'm just sorry you could not visit with us long.
Oh, I'll be back, if only for one reason. They say when in Rome, do as the Romans, but I never got a chance to find out just what it is the Romans do. This I got to learn. Arrivederci, Capitano.
The Case of the King of Clubs. The Case of the King of Clubs, that's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon when Mike Waring learns that when trumps are led, the game can be murder. The adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Susan Douglas as Marie. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking.